Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Abundant Living Moms for Moms. And this certainly is an uncertain time. We've all been affected by the coronavirus pandemic. It's affected almost every part of the globe in one way or the other. And I think one of the things that it shows me is how connected we are as humanity. We all feel that, you know, we live in our different cities and different countries, but this one thing has connected us all much more than anything probably has before. And while it's not something anybody would ask for, the truth is that it is causing a lot of anxiety, uncertainty, fear. It's affecting the global economy in ways that we could never have seen. So why am I saying all of this? I'm saying all of this because it's important to face the facts and understand that there is a true emotion right now of fear and uncertainty and worry and all of that. But remember, if you cannot control what is happening outside of you, there's no point being overly anxious about it because there's nothing you can do about what's happening out there. What you do control is your attitude, your behavior, and what you do within your immediate environment. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about your mindset at this time. Yes, I don't believe in avoiding the fact. I believe in understanding that this is going on. It is affecting me in some ways. It's affecting you, I'm sure, in various ways as well. And it's probably very good. It's a useful activity at this time to just sit down and think of some of the ways that this has affected you and is affecting you, and be honest about it, because when you're able to say how you're feeling, it's much easier for you to do something about it. So let's be honest. Let's start with the fact that a lot of schools, if you have children, a lot of schools, almost all schools have closed down, so children are at home. So that's definitely one way you've been affected by this. If you're working, if you're a 9-to-5 employee, you either have been asked to work from home, or maybe you're still going to the office because of the kind of job that you have. If you're essential services, you probably are still going to work. So right there in that scenario, if you're a working mom but your children are home from school, you need to be thinking practically about how they're going to be cared for, because this is not the time you can take them to a creche, or you don't want them going to even your neighbor's house. You want them sitting at home. That's what the self-isolation at home means. So for you, that is your reality. So you need to figure out what are the options. Is your husband somebody who's able to work from home if you're married? And then that helps. If you happen to be a single parent, what are your options? Do you have a family member that maybe already lives with you, who can move in with you, who's willing to stay with you for this period? You need to face what the options are for you. And then let's look at another scenario where maybe, you know, you are self-employed anyway, so you can easily work from home. And your children are also at home, so you're trying to balance keeping the children busy at home, continuing to work, and maybe you're in an industry where you really have to think through how you can still be profitable in a time when you can't go out, you can't do what you typically would do in a normal business environment. So if you're somebody who's never used virtual platforms before, you've never used for example Zoom, everybody's using Zoom. I've been amazed at how many people have never used it before, but that's because I always used it before in my business, so it wasn't such a difficult transition for me to make, to have all my meetings on Zoom. But there are certain people who this is when they're learning. So rather than feel stressed about it, see it as a chance, as an opportunity to learn something new and find a different way for you to actually conduct your business. So my point here, I've just picked two random situations to explain that everybody's reality is different. So by no means should you minimize somebody else's anxiety or what they are going through, because how this is affecting them is very different from how it's affecting you. So the only thing you can do is focus on how this is affecting you and what can you do about it. Okay? So once you kind of have understood how it's affected you to this point, then you can start to say what are the things you're going to do to ensure that you don't burn out or get carried away by fear, or start to have illnesses just from the stress of being worried and anxious and fearful. Okay, so this is where you start to think about the things you can do to help yourself through this process. Of course, for a lot of adults, it's very difficult to operate in a scenario where you don't know when this is going to end. We don't know. So the best thing for you could be to plan on a week-by-week basis, on a day-by-day basis, and just roll with it as you can make sense of it. So this is a time to love yourself, to pause, and to just take it each day at a time. But you know, when it comes to parenting, and I'm calling this parenting through the coronavirus pandemic, parents don't get a day off. You don't get a chance to pause and go and think about what you want to do. Your kids need you to still lead them at this time. Your kids are looking at you and they're feeding off your energy. So if you're anxious, fearful, worried, your kids are going to pick that up. But if you're facing it with a, you know what, these are tough times, but we're going to make the best of it, that's very different. That child in that environment is going to deal with this in a much more positive way. So one of the very easy things you can do as a family, maybe you spend the first week or two, for example, this is the first week my kids are home from school and they're doing online classes, but that's probably going to end in a week's time because schools were going to close for Easter holiday anyway. So what do you do about that? So maybe it's important to have a schedule because then you can plan your days together. If you have no plan, you're all going to drive yourself crazy in the house. So have a schedule, to have a plan. You know, you wake up at a certain time, you're going to have breakfast, you're going to do some learning. Your children have to keep learning no matter what age they are. They have to keep learning, academic learning and non-academic learning. So have a couple of hours where they're doing schoolwork or revising. Then you can have some playtime, free playtime, where they can do whatever they want to do. And then you can go back for a second half of your day that's more non-academic learning, but still learning, right? So this is where you can find all the tools online that are available for free. They can go on YouTube with supervision, of course. They can go on YouTube and they can, you know, learn a dance, learn, watch anything they want, really. But make sure you do it together. So that's what makes it different, is that it's non-academic learning, but they're learning because they are watching something. You're spending time with them and you're asking them what they're picking up from what they are watching. So that would be very helpful. And then ensure to plan some downtime or relaxation time for yourself. So what is your self-care? What's your self-care plan? You know, let's be honest, it is a little worrying because as somebody who's earning, your livelihood might be affected at this time. There's so many things that is going on in your mind. So you have to allow yourself as an adult, as a parent, you know, you're paying bills, you have bills to pay. There's certain things that still have to be done. So you want to give yourself time to just relax. And you have to figure out what that looks like for you. And if you plan it, it'll be easier for you to make sure it gets done. Is it reading a book? Is it listening to music? You know, what relaxes you? Maybe there's something you've never had time to do before, but you really wanted to do because you were always busy. Guess what? One of the things we all have on our time now, on our hands now, is excess time. How are you using it? See the excess time now as somebody who's just deposited a huge amount of money in your bank account. How would you spend it? How would you spend that quality time you've just been given as a gift? You know, that mindset is very different from somebody who's thinking, I am so bored, I can't believe I'm stuck at home. No, be like, this is a gift of extra time. What am I going to do? And then lastly, of course, we want to take all the precautions we need to. We need to wash our hands, make sure you stocked up on enough food, you know, no panic buying. But you do need to be responsible and ensure that you have certain things stocked up in your house that would help you get through this period. You need to make sure you have the medicines at home, simple things like painkillers, you know, for headaches and toothaches and all those regular things that happen in the course of our lives. You know, coronavirus pandemic doesn't mean that every other type of normal occurrences like allergies and all of that should be ignored. They will still have their part to play, right? It's just for us to ensure that we're building our immunity at this time. So stock up at home, you know, self-isolation, social distancing, lots of washing your hands, sneezing into your elbows, not letting anybody come into your house that they don't have to, If you're buying anything, make sure you're wiping things down before you bring it into the house. If you have domestic staff that are coming every day, you definitely want to revisit that and reduce that or cancel it for this at this time. Now, to help everybody make some more sense of what's going on, we're actually offering a free webinar this evening that is going to be hosted by Lagos Moms, and it's bringing different experts together just to talk about how to, you know, be an intentional parent during this time, because we all need to. If you've never been an intentional parent, you've never understood what that means, this is a crash course in what it means to be an intentional parent. So if you want to join us, just visit us at, visit our page on Instagram at Lagos Moms. You will see the flyer there and you can join. It's a totally free webinar while it's going on today. It gives you the opportunity to hear from different people and a positive psychologist, an educationist, a doctor, a play therapist, my good self, and you know, it's just an opportunity for us to hear from different people, different perspectives. I've learned so much in even talking to them, and there's certain things that I've implemented into my life as a result. So I'm sending you love. I'm sending you virtual hugs at this time. We're going to get through this. We really are. It's tough on everybody, but we will get through this. And this is a time for us to change our perspective about life, about how we do what we do, about our families, our businesses. There's so many things you can do at this time to make it a little less stressful. And one more thing I wanted to add, actually. We had a Zoom party the other day with my children, their cousins, and my cousins, and it was fantastic. So that's just one little tip for something you can incorporate. We have never done it before, because when you could go out, you went to each other's houses. Now we've just moved the party online, and we had a Zoom party. So guys, it's really just a time for us to reflect, to think differently, to stay hopeful and stay prayerful. So thanks for tuning in for another episode of Abundant Living for Moms. And as always, you can find me on social media at Lagos Moms or at Yeti Williams. And our website is lagosmoms.com. We have so many resources at this time for you as a parent. There's so many things you can be doing to build a healthy home environment at this very stressful time. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic day. Stay safe and stay home.